Hello?
I can speak to Susan Murray, please. Hello?
Hello?
I can speak to Susan Murray, please.
Beacon?
Hi, Susan. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal with a law firm helping you with your Scottish redress case.
Hi.
How are you?
Not too bad, thank you.
Fantastic. Do you have 5 minutes to have a chat with me, Susan, about your case?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Excellent. As I said before, Susan, my name's Michael. All of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Yeah.
My role here, Susan, is an investigator at MMA Legal. Sounds fancy, but what that means is I go out and gather the evidence to substantiate your case and your claim.
Yeah.
I do that by writing to, obviously, social services, the local authorities that you stayed at as a child. But it's more to go into, Susan, getting to know you and also understanding how your time in care and the
Can
trauma
I
you
just
face.
ask you
Of course.
something? I've seen lots of things over social media, etc. I've went kind of through kind of stuff. I've had police come to visit me about things that have happened while I was in care,
Yeah.
not specifically regards to me.
Okay.
But I'm 50 years old now. I
Yeah.
went into care when I was 11. I
Yeah.
left care at 18.
Yeah.
I don't know how can you go about finding that evidence, etc. I've even looked into trying to get, sorry, my dog's going nuts.
Okay, sound a big dog. Is that what dog is it?
Looked into social work as well, getting hold of my social work
Okay, so
records.
your dog, what type of dog is it, Susan?
Sorry.
What type of dog is he?
His mum's a Rottweiler and his dad's a Romanian Shepherd, so he's
Ah,
big.
yeah, he sounds big,
He's
yeah.
still a baby though.
Yeah, he sounds big. So you're having some issues with trying to gather the information yourself?
Yes, I've tried probably over the last 10 years.
Yeah.
I've spoken to the local authority
Yeah.
and to getting access to my records, but I've never been allowed access to them, which I don't kind of understand. And then I was told that they couldn't be found.
Okay. So what we do, Susan, is we will write to them under the threat of legal action to give us access to your time in care, whether that's the social service, the education authority, the National Records Scotland.
As far
We'll
as I know, my care records go back until I was about 16 months old, where
okay.
one of my mum's boyfriends nearly killed my sister, and was abusing myself. So this has gone back like 48, 49 years. So will all that be there?
Yeah, hopefully. That's what we're going to find out. The reason, so what happens is when they change files over to the digital era, if you like, there'll be paperback files sitting somewhere. Now, whether they can, be bothered to get you that information at your request as an individual, I'm not sure. The fact that we're an SRA
Apparently,
regulator.
what I've been told from a lawyer is I am allowed 100% access to
You should
my
be.
social work files
You should be, yeah.
and to everything, but just not been able to get them.
No. Okay. Well, what we'll do is we'll, like I said before, we'll write to the social services, the local authority, the National Records Scotland, demanding. We're not asking, we're demanding these files. And if they don't give us them, we will threaten them with legal action and are fully prepared, to take them down a legal route. If they don't give us access.
Can that come against me in any way?
No, not at all.
No.
No, not at all. We're fighting on your behalf.
Yeah, I understand that. It's just I'm going through some kind of difficult medical stuff just now.
Yeah,
I'm going through a lot of tests, etc. I'm also a single parent to an autistic son, so I'm trying to deal with him. So I don't need any more hassle, and I think that's why I've never pursued it myself.
The whole point in my job is to just gather some information from you now, and then over the next 6 to 8 months, it's going to fight tooth and nail on your behalf to gather the information. So you don't have to do it. The whole reason why I'm doing it is to take it off your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And for me and my team of people who've been demanding, you know, documents from authorities and pension companies, and you know, we've had some real.
How successful have you been on kind of cases that you've done?
So this is a fairly new endeavour for us as a law firm.
Mm-hmm.
We have been very successful in getting information from pension companies and lenders in the past for the claim types.
So you're not working for like the government to?
Oh no. No, we're a private law firm, no. We work for you.
Okay.
We work on your behalf.
So if I, per se, was to win, what would you receive out of that?
Okay, so I would have gone through that. I have definitely got to go through that with you. But I can run through it with you now. It's not a problem.
Yeah.
So your options out there, Susan, if you wish to pursue this, are you can run through this process with the Scottish Redress yourself, so you don't need a law firm to do that. But obviously then you would kind of be back to square one, if you like, because if you want
to... My biggest kind of worry is I've tried fighting this in the past, not through law firms or through my social worker, etc., and never got anywhere. We've always been kind of pulled down as we were the ones in the wrong. What now is going to change 30, 40 odd years on?
Because, well, I mean, I can't guarantee that'll change, but you have the weight of a law firm behind you now.
Mm-hmm.
It's in our best interest, as well as yours, for us to get that information for you. And we won't stop until we do.
Do you know what? It's not even about money. I don't want any other young person to suffer the kind of things I suffered. But I'm 50 years old now, so we're going back a long time. But still seeing things about kids being abused, etc., by people who are being paid to care for them and to keep them safe.
No, I know it's not about the money for you, Susan. It's not about the money for 90% of my clients. And we have hundreds of clients. The money aspect is more hate the government because they have to pay us it. Now, if they continue having to pay us a lot of money or other law firms a lot of money, then at some point they will sit up and take notice and say, we need to stop this from happening again.
End of the day, it's the government who run these
of course it is.
Children's homes, boarding schools, hostels, whatever you want to call them. I've been in children's homes, I've been in getting sent away for weeks and weeks to end. I've been as a day pupil to a school where I was still treated like a piece of shit, like a piece of dirt.
Yeah.
Like, how do I prove the kind of things? Because no doubt, if you're going after them, they're going to come back.
No, they won't come back after you.
No, but they're going to come back at you, and you're going to come back and ask me, well, how can I prove this? How can I?
You don't need to prove abuse. This is the thing about the redress scheme. The likelihood is there will be multiple, if not hundreds and thousands of cases with the same complaint at the same care homes or the care settings that you're in. So we don't have to prove that you were physically hit or that, you know, something happened to you. That's not what we're doing. What we prove, and how we prove it, is you were there at that time. We get them records. Like I said before, the likelihood is, you know, there is a fundamental lack of any sort of care in these places.
Yes.
And there's been multiple
accusations. We had a member of staff who's abusing the young boys. I've had the police probably about a year ago about that as well, to see what I can remember about that.
Well, there you go. One of them's already, you know, in the public eye, if you like. So what my role is, Susan, is to go out and gather that information.
Right.
It's also to understand what's happened to you as an adult because of the trauma you faced in care. So whether that's you suffered with like the likes of depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of alcohol or drug issues, I'll go out and gather that evidence from your GP, NHS, and drug rehabilitation centres. And that is that is part of the picture that we're painting of, you know, the systematic abuse that you had as a child has followed you and haunted you into your adult years.
Well,
that's undeniable. The medical records, you know, the alcoholism, or if that's the case.
It's never been drugs, it's alcohol.
Undeniable evidence, isn't it?
I've also been diagnosed with PTSD. I've got serious depression. I've got lots of other things going on as well. So.
Yeah, of course. So what I'll do is I'll write to your GP. I won't tell them why. I'll gather all of that evidence, that information, any sort of alcohol-related charities that you went to, or whether that was some referral to your GP.
Yeah, I went through a few of the oxys and...
I
can tell you my doctor's name if that helps.
Yeah, I'm going to go see that with
you. She's really, really good.
And PTSD.
Have depression.
Have
COPD, asthma. I'm going through tests just now on my lung and on my liver. On my liver, they've found shadows. So. Due to go for an ultrasound and another CT scan on my lung on the 6th of April. So I don't even know if I've cancer or...
Yeah. No, it's a scary time, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's a scary time. I'm sorry. Can I take your GP's details, please, Susan?
Yep, it's Dr. Haveron, and it's Haveron.
Yeah. And the practice details, please.
It's Taglum, Taiglum. It's Musclone, South Ayrshire.
Is that Taglum? Is that medical practice? Is that
it
the name
is,
yeah. Okay. Perfect.
And it's Musclone, South Ayrshire.
South Ayrshire. We'll find all the details for you, that's fine. Okay, and did you seek any sort of medical attention for the alcohol issue?
It's been very long ongoing. In the past year, I haven't, because I've been dealing, as I say, my full-time care is my son who's autism and ADHD, type 1 diabetic. He's not been really well.
I've just kind of spiralled.
Since I've had all the problems going on with myself.
Yeah.
So, just I'll try and take a come to terms and deal with what's coming, because I don't know yet.
Okay. Yeah, I get that. The unknown, isn't it, I suppose? Anything else? Okay, so what I'll do is I'll write to your GP, I'll gather all your medical records, I'll also write to the social services for the care settings you've given us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll write to the National Record Scotland. I'll fight tooth and nail for everything I've got. I think that's a gift for you. Obviously, I mean, it's a silly question, but you want copies of everything I get, don't you?
Yes, please.
Okay. Not all information. Okay. So once I get that, once I share it with you, Susan, we'll go through it all together. We'll make sure that, you know, we have everything. We haven't missed anything out. We're both happy. We'll add, obviously, all your medical records to the case as well, as a proof of what's happened to you in your adult life. And we'll do what's called our final submission, Susan, to the Scottish Free Event team. What happens then is we'll then get what's called a panel date. The panel will then judge on our case. And then hopefully from then we'll get you, obviously, the recognition you deserve. Yeah. And hopefully then some financial compensation as well, Susan.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you. As I say, it's not about the money. I just don't want other young people to suffer the way I did, or many others have.
I know. Do you have any questions for me, Susan, on that process?
I don't know. I don't even know what to ask. I've never ever really thought about taking it further. All I've ever really wanted was my medical files, my social work files, which I've not been able to get.
No, I will try my best to get them for you. Like I said, we'll threaten them with legal action, taking them to court. There'll be no bounce back or come back on you. We'll just fight them for you on your behalf. We wait for you. We're your law firm, so it's on us to get you. I just need to take you back a step, Susan, so you obviously understand our fees, and this is what we were talking a little bit about earlier, on how we work and what other options are out there for you. And if you're happy to proceed with me, obviously I'll pick up your case and I'll run with it. So as I said to you earlier, you are able to apply to the Scottish Free Address yourself. You don't need a law firm to do that, but you would obviously then have to gather your own evidence if you so wish. So that is an option. There are other law firms. Option two is there are other law firms out there who will help you apply and won't charge you any fees. They do that because they get paid direct from the Scottish Government as part of the government legal fee scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws. Now, legally, I can't go into their practices and what they would do for you, but probably more important, what they don't do for you. All I can tell you is that we don't participate in that scheme, Susan. We've actively rejected it on multiple occasions.
What do you mean by that? Sorry.
We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government. What we do is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee agreement. And what that means is, you know, our fate is tied to yours.
Obviously, if I don't win, you don't take nothing. If I win, you take a portion.
Yeah, of course.
So what do you take from that?
Okay, so our fees are capped, are actually capped, so you'll never pay us more than 20%, inclusive of all that.
So saying for sake I was to get £1,000 payment, you would take 200 of that?
Yeah, you'd be left.
So if I was to get 200,000, you would take 200 of that.
Well, the max that the Scottish Free Address payout is 100,000, and we.
I'm just trying to get my head around the.
Yeah, so just for context, the average fee or the average payout from the Scottish Free Address is £55,000. Now, on them figures, we would take £11,000, and you will be left with £44,000. Just on
that.
That's
more than fair enough.
As
I said, it's not about money, but I don't want you going doing all this work and then it gets thrown out.
We've done a lot of work on our end, Susan. We are by far the cheapest law firm out there. Also, on the no fee piece, Susan, just so you fully understand that, if we are unsuccessful, we'll never come looking for any sort of fees from you. Our insurance policy will cover all of our time on the case. So, you know, it's also on us, Susan, just to obviously give you the best chance of getting you the best possible outcome. That's what our role is, and that ends and that starts and ends with us, because we don't get paid until you get paid.
See, before I forget, can I just ask you this? When I got your messages earlier on, sorry, I didn't answer your call. I had my son's diabetic nursing, so I was trying to figure out what was going on with that. You said about, what was it now? I've lost track again talking. The lawyer's company had agreed to take me on. What are they taking me on? Just obviously what I've told you, or is it kind of similar to what other people are saying, or?
No, well, we're taking you on your merits, Susan.
Okay.
Obviously, your time and care, the statements you've given our customer care team. We've let Redress Scotland know that we are going to reply on your behalf.
Yeah.
I've got an application number for you. But they know not to start any work on our case, because we are going to supply, support and evidence. But we are taking you on. You're our client of mine now, a client of ours. We work for you.
Thank you.
No, it's no problem. Do you understand those three options I gave you, Susan?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Can I just ask you one other thing, sorry, before it goes out of my head? What is the kind of... what's the word I'm looking for? What is the likelihood of winning or losing? And as I said all along, it's not about the money. I just want to make things better for...
Yeah, okay. So the likelihood, just on the information that you've given me, the fact that the police have come round to your house to ask you, questions on a case that was already from one of your time in care,
mm-hmm.
the likelihood is very high, in all honesty.
Okay.
Just from that one piece of information, if that's in the public eye, it'll be in the government's
mm-hmm.
eye. If the government know that abuse had occurred in that care setting, then the chances are very good.
Right. And can I also ask, how many cases have you won?
Like I said earlier, it's a very new to us. We've only been doing this a few months.
Right.
The turnaround time is anywhere between 6 and 10 months just to get your information back. So we are new to this, but we are skilled in other claim types. We've done for a very, very long time. But this, historical abuse, Scottish Redress, is new to us.
Mm-hmm. No problem. Sorry, I don't even know what else to ask or what else to...
You ask me as many questions as you want. Are you happy for me to continue with your case, Susan?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, perfect. Just to let you know, Susan, you have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from the date you signed any documentation with us. If you were unaware of that cooling-off period on that date, I can extend that cooling-off period.
No, I don't need a cooling-off period. I want to move ahead.
Perfect. Excellent. That was one of the questions I was going to say. Are you happy to wait for 14 days? That's perfect. So what I'll do, Susan, is I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks. You have my number now. As I said to you before, my name's Michael. If you need me,
contact you through the WhatsApp?
Yeah, I'm not on that WhatsApp. That's our customer care WhatsApp. You've got my 0161 number. If you need me, give me a call on that. Or if you need me to call you, WhatsApp our customer care team and ask them to ask them for Michael to give you a call, and I'll call you straight away.
Perfect.
But
thank you so much, Michael.
No, thank you for being so brave and talking to me. I'm always at the other end of a phone for you, Susan.
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
No, I appreciate you speaking to me. Thank you, Susan. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Bye.